Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road. That's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can stay for long. Just turn around.
Good evening, Vancouver. No matter where you might go, you'll always have a home here on 101.9 FM CITR. The most happening suite in this here house belongs to Shameless, here with you until 8 p.m. That was F&M, a husband and wife duo out of Edmonton, bringing new life to the classic theme of TV's The Littlest Hobo. And this whole show, well, that could be the theme of this whole show because this is going to be a very special edition of the program. You could say, wild horses could not drag me away from it. Tonight's show is dedicated to a great musician from this country, two-time Juno Award winner, Mr. Gino Vannelli. Now, Gino Vannelli has gone and put out a compilation unlike any other I've ever heard. Titled The Best and Beyond, he went and re-recorded the majority of the tracks on the album, along with a few new ones. So later on the show, I'll bring Gino down with me, and we'll talk about his new record, his opera singing, his new book, the master's classes he teaches, being the first Caucasian singer on Soul Train, recording commercials in the Netherlands, and did you know he did sold-out shows in New Orleans for charity? Somewhere I've got to fit in some music in all of this from his 14 albums, because the people gotta move. So first up, originally recorded on 1978's Brother to Brother, this is the newly re-recorded version of I Just Want to Stop here on 101.9 FM. Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR.
sinless search keeps my body right on the verge. We touch and then I wanna do it over again. And it hurts to be in love.
Jazzy rendition of Hurts to Be in Love by Montreal's own Gino Vannelli, re-recorded for his new best of release, The Best and Beyond, here on 101.9 FM CITR, originally heard on 1985's Black Cars. Before that, I just want to stop off 1978's Brother to Brother, originally off Brother to Brother, also heard off that very same best of album, The Best and Beyond. It is now my distinct pleasure to turn things over to Mr. Vannelli here on Shameless 119 FM CITR.
Okay, good.
So how are things going with you?
Good. I just arrived in Toronto last night and doing a bunch of things here in Toronto.
You have a lot going on right now to promote your new best of record, your new book.
A little bit of the run-of-the-mill thing, but, you know, to tell you the truth, it looks run-of-the-mill, but not really, because, you know, I get to talk about a lot of things that I really want to talk about. You know, people are curious as to why would we re-record some of those songs, and curious as to some parts of the books and stuff of the book. So I got plenty to talk about.
You've been getting asked that a lot. I was quite curious too, what the difference is in the new recordings were, as opposed to the original recordings?
Well, you know, it really, it was an inspiration. I mean, more than no one asked me to do it or anything like that. You know, I've been touring and people ask for those songs all the time. And I figured, well, let me try rearrange them a little bit, making them interesting for me, the band, and the people. And I did so and tweaked them over a period of a year as I put my band together. And after we went out and played these new arrangements, everyone started coming to me saying, you know, you ought to record these. I really like these, even in some cases better than the originals. So a year later, the band and I decided that we'd go in the studio and record it. And we tried it out, and it came out so well that we decided to finish the album. And I added a few more cuts to make it 13 or 14 cuts. The piano voice performance and the performance of Sure Thing Can Change.
Yeah, I've never heard of someone entirely redoing a best of album to make it entirely an original piece of work.
You know, the question is this, you know, a writer asks himself. In a sense, a writer and the composer and the singer or performer are two different people. And so, the composer asks the writer or asks the performer, you know, if I were to hand you these songs now, what kind of job would you do on them? Would you still consider these songs? And so in a moment of, you know, while I'm touring a lot, and in a moment of really taking a look at that hard question, I said, you know, I would if you come up with interesting things. And so as the writer, you know, I went in and I kind of reworked the songs from bottom up. I just didn't warm them over. I started playing them on the piano or the guitar and adding a chord or adding a little part, you know, changing some harmonies here and there, imagining new rhythms and so on and so forth. And of course, with new technology, it kind of makes it fun too.
Would you, because I noticed there weren't any tracks from some albums I know you really liked from your history, like Yonder Tree and Slow Love from 95 and 97. Would those have ever been considered something you'd put on a best of record?
Well, because they're still pretty esoteric to a lot of people, but there's a new record I'm working on that has a lot of duets with certain artists of the world. And there is a growing interest in some of those 90s things that I did, Yonder Tree, Solo, and Canto. Canto was in the 2000s, of course. And so there is another project coming out first in Holland called 80s, 90s, and Now. I almost finished with this brand new song called Brothers in the End, a duet with an artist by the name of Alan Clark, who's a pretty big artist in Holland, a good singer too. And so, you know, I would consider maybe re-recording some of those songs if the opportunity came about. But to tell you the truth, now that I've done Best and Beyond, I've got another 30 songs, brand new songs, waiting to be recorded, and I'm going to get to those.
Excellent. Yeah, I was wondering, because I know you've gone off in a very different, non-poppy direction in the last few years. So I was wondering...
Well, actually, Jonathan, I did re-record one of them called None So Beautiful as a Brave for that fallen soldier who lived near my house, who
right.
was a fallen Navy SEAL. And so there is an exception to that rule.
But, say, on the other hand, Twisted Hearts... Would you look back on that one fondly? I know that one didn't make the cut either.
You know, there's so much bad blood and bad memories surrounding that whole record that I don't think I could bear to go into it.
It's probably for the best, I think.
Oh, I know so.
Here's one such track that didn't make the cut but is highly Vanilli approved. From 97, this is Constantly Constantine off Slow Love on Shameless 101.9 FM.
All a vicious game, a tragic joke, a pointless twist of fate. The sun will rise, the sun will set, all for its own resplendent sake. But fools like you get misty-eyed as you walk along the strand. You claim your eyes can see eternity in a single grain of sand. Seeking heaven in the ruins, wasting away.
Ribbon is the symbol of hope and solidarity for those affected by HIV/AIDS. November 2010 has officially been proclaimed Red Ribbon Month throughout the city of Vancouver by Mayor Gregor Robertson. From November 1st to December 2nd, AIDS Vancouver presents the We Care Red Ribbon Campaign. There are over 13,351 people living with HIV in British Columbia. This represents about 20% of Canada's total HIV-positive population. We need to work together to promote prevention, education, and support for those living with and affected by HIV. With events and public outreach throughout the month of November, AIDS Vancouver will inspire the Vancouver community to spread the love, stop the virus. To find out more about the We Care Red Ribbon campaign, visit www.redribbon.ca. HIV/AIDS. Together we can protect each other. Spread the love, stop the virus. We'll be right back.
bucky hay in the middle of spring. You can cut me deep, you can cut me down, you can cut me loose. It's okay. Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
While horses I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
No mixtape to your girlfriend is complete without one or several of the songs we just heard here on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR. That we just had was Living Inside Myself by Mr. Gino Vannelli. Originally heard on Nightwalker from 1981, it was newly recorded with a new band, new backing vocals, new everything for his latest best of record, The Best and Beyond. Before that, Wild Horses. Also off the same best of album, but also originally heard on Big Dreamers Never Sleep from 1987. A good year, that 87. And we started the whole set off with the track that Gino Vannelli says that he would have loved to have included on the album, but found it perhaps too esoteric, off of 1997's Slow Love. That was Constantly Constantine. And here on 101.9 FM CITR, it is my distinct pleasure to have on the phone Mr. Gino Vannelli in conversation. So do you feel there's a difference between the pop singer Gino Vannelli and the opera singer Gino Vannelli and the jazz singer Gino Vannelli?
You know, I would say they're really all one, because when I sing, I may temper my voice to be not quite as dramatic or operatic. And if I'm doing jazz, I'll lilt a little bit more. I'll kind of whisper and hum a little bit more. But they really are just inflections and nuances that really are me. You know, I approach pop with a sense of jazziness and somewhat of an operatic style, you know, or classical style. And I approach classical music with somewhat of a pop and a jazzy inflection. So the stress may be on the form itself, but the undercurrent and the...
You know, this brings me to my next point. This reminds me a lot of Herb Alpert, and the Tijuana Brass, who I know is a big influence and inspiration to you. And I read this great story about how you waited outside of his record label, outside of the gates, waiting to get his attention. And I know there's a great story in there. What was that like? How'd that go down?
Well, you know, I really described that whole Keystone Cop scene in a very detailed account of it in Stardust in the Sand. And you, really, it would take too much time to tell you, but it's really all there. I mean, I did wait for hours, but it's what preceded it and how it came about and what was said, and who chased who and who threatened who and then how I got the record deal and how I felt going home, and then reflecting just 2 days later upon the inspiration that led me to get that record deal. It really is there. It's a very in-depth consideration of how I got the most unorthodox, or at least how I got the record deal in the most unorthodox way.
Yeah, well, I ask because I noticed there's a great narrative in the book between like that and also the encounters you've had with, you know, Billy Joel and Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to write about those because I think it's a little bit of poetic insight into people as you don't know them, or at least people or famous people as seen from another artist's point of view. And some of it is going to be slanted towards my perception and or my mistake, or my awkwardness, or long-windedness, or hesitancy. But you'll get another idea, and another nuance of those artists, you know, I've seen through my eyes.
You know, it makes for really great narratives, so I was wondering, maybe this is kind of unusual, but would you ever think about recording that as a book on tape, if you will?
You know, I've been asked that, and actually there's a couple of countries that have asked for Italy has asked me to put that on tape. Good point.
So, you were singing for Pope John Paul II. How did that feel in relation to other shows that you do?
Well, the audience was a very unique audience, to have an audience with, you know, the late Pope. He's probably one of the most beloved popes ever. And of course, a lot of people consider him to be a little bit... more inclusionary and liberal and progressive than many other very fundamental popes. And he was, to a point. He was still very orthodox and fundamental, and many things that he stood for, I couldn't quite agree wholeheartedly, especially in light of the fact that I had studied the religions of the world and started to understand religion from almost, not so much academic, although that was part of it, but from a philosophical point of view, and also from an evolutionary point of view, how religion becomes a necessary part of our thinking at one point to further us, to probe into mysteries that are almost unanswerable. So, Pope John represented a part of my life when I was a kid born as a Catholic and all, and no longer represented it. But when I met him, I understood his mysterious little magic that he has, that he possessed, and his strength and power of conviction was so that he was probably one of the most calm men I've ever met in my life, and had a certain kind of easy glow about him. His face looked like it was like the face of a 7-year-old, ruddy and just fresh, and although he was limp and could barely look up. Okay, good. See you in a second. Although he was limp and could barely look up, there was something childlike and innocent and sweet, very tender and open about him. A good, kind man. And a largesse about him.
Nice. So you also teach as well?
I've done master classes, and I love to do master classes. Great to see young students and to impart whatever I have to give them.
Because that sounds like the most erudite thing you can, a master class. That just sounds so hard.
Well, I've done about 10 of them so far, called The Art of Song, and it's a difficult thing to teach, how to write a song. It's more how to set the table and how to till the garden, and set all the right elements in place so that the muse could arrive and things could happen. A lot of people don't understand how to continue watering the garden. A lot of people don't understand that when you have your first inspiration, how you complete it, how you make it into a finished song. And also, the class is not about being able to write a hit song, although that would be very nice. The class is really about learning how to write a song so that you can say that you are a professional writer and probably put a plate of food on your table, when you're 50 years old, your desire.
Would you say this is a philosophy that's continued in music today?
To some. Some are very serious, and some are just interested in quick success and have a kind of a flash-in-the-pan mind, some have quick minds and a good mind for little ditties and will serve a purpose, in contemporary music. There's perhaps a few less serious writers and singers today than there were in the 60s and 70s, just because music is not, it's sort of fractured. It's almost like a refracted light a little bit. It's lost its intensity because in 60s and 70s, it was the sole thing kids would do. It was almost a religion.
Yeah.
Whereas today, music is important, but, most people of a younger generation like to do something while they're listening to music. And the downloading and the purchasing of so much, MIDI equipment and people being able to record their CDs, everybody has a CD out. I mean, the coin has been devalued. So, but at the same time, that's why I think artists who are writers, who come from a certain generation of writers, need to keep up the art and need to keep up the quality, because that is something that needs to be. The temptation to say, well, people don't really care about those things anymore, that doesn't cut it with me.
Yeah. You never get anyone just sitting around listening to a record anymore.
No. I do once in a while, but, in the 70s, we just didn't have computers on our laps. We didn't have a BlackBerry. We didn't have an iPhone, you know. We just were not as preoccupied. And there is a danger to that, you know. And the danger is that we become distracted and scattered.
Definitely.
And but, you know, at the same time, you have to live in the world as it is. And, you're not going to hand in a 15-minute symphony and hope that radio is going to play it. That would be unrealistic. And so an artist like me has to deal with the world, and I try to impart as an artistic point of view as I can within the confines of, you know, of commerce.
Have there been any new releases that have come out, or any new artists or acts that have really caught your interest lately?
Well, there's always a record or two, you know, that comes out. There's always this singer that just came out. She's very big in France right now. She's kind of a deadpan jazz singer. Jurgo is her name. I can't remember. Oh, she's just heard a whole album of hers on the plane. And I have to confess, you know, that I'm guilty as everybody else, that I just kind of listen to the radio or you know, look at iTunes and see what's going on and just listen at random. And once in a while, there might be an artist that comes around where you find you got to go buy their albums. But I leave that to my son usually, and I just sit down and listen.
The kids these days, they always know what's up.
Yeah.
Crazy. So what was the hardest song for you to create?
Oh, sometimes I'm stumped on a line, you know, and then it just takes months, you know. I mean, Living Inside Myself, I mean, came in 2 hours, you know, at a Christmas party. And then trying to fix what I thought was a mistake took 3 to 4 or 5 months, maybe, until I realized that I was right all along, that it just should be what it was. So there are certain songs that you try to second guess, and certain songs, I was missing a couple lines, like in Black Cars, I was missing a couple lines, and I had a friend, and I said, what do you think? He said, well, geez, it really is, don't you think it's about this, and therefore you should take it in this direction? I said, gee, I never thought of it that way. And so that was the song I wrote, like 80% of it, and a couple of hours, and it took 6 months for me. I just put it aside until I was at a friend's house, fellow writer, and I just played it on guitar. I said, gee, I really like that. And I said, really? I said, but I'm kind of stumped on a couple of lines. I'm not sure where to take it. And then he just said something like, well, I always thought it was about Blanche DuBois. Yeah. And I said, you know, you're right. I always thought more as a iconic character who can't express themselves, you know, who's insecure about their being. But he really hit the nail on the head when he said Blanche DuBois, and then within half an hour, you know, the song was finished.
I was just going to ask about Black Cars, because I've heard a lot of different stories about what the meaning of the lyrics was.
Well, it really is. It's about a Gloria Swanson, you know, in Sunset Boulevard, or Blanche DuBois. It's really the horror of beauty getting old.
So how is 2011 looking for Gino Vannelli?
Well, we go to Brazil in February. I'm recording, producing for an artist by the name of Massimo Ranieri. He's probably one of the biggest artists ever known in Italy. And really a good challenge, you know. I'm producing 15 songs from him and doing a duet with him. And then I go to Chile and Argentina in March, and then I play also 5 concerts in Canada in March, including in Vancouver, Edmonton, Thunder Bay, and Toronto and Ottawa. I've done Montreal and Quebec 3 weeks ago.
Red Robinson Theater is where it
will be. Yeah. I really like the room at the River Rock. I've played there before, but I hear Red Robinson is even better.
It definitely is. Well, I suppose I've exhausted all of my time talking with you today.
Okay, good talking to you, Jonathan.
It was an excellent experience.
All right.
A huge
you
pleasure.
Take care.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Well, as far as interviews goes, that could very well be in the top 5 That was Mr. Gino Vannelli that I was speaking with on this past edition of Shameless here on 101.9 FM. And now I'll leave this interview, one last song that got in me. Quite possibly this could have been the song that got me into music in the first place. From 1985's Black Cars, this is Black Cars on 101.9 FM, CITR, by this man, Gino Vannelli. His book, Stardust in the Sand, is in bookstores now, as is his new re-released, re-recorded Best Of album, The Best and Beyond. Here's the original Black Cars on 101.9 FM, CITR. The show is Shameless.
Lifeline under high, so long, you must be strong. been down at a welfare with holes in my shoes, but I'm not complaining. I'm happy, you see, and I'm still here waiting, so come and see me.
Christmas is coming, and yes, it has been a long year. Here on 101.9 CITR, the show is Shameless, and from Surrey, BC, that was the Paolas off 1983's Hammer on a Drum, Christmas is Coming. I've been fairly stuck in the 80s of the show, but it's a good place to be, let me tell you. Have you got your Christmas presents? Let me tell you, a lot of my friends are getting a lot of donations to the Human Fund in my name. Before that, we had from 86, New Shoes with Call You Up from their album Poolside. And we started it with 8 Seconds from Ottawa, one of my favorite bands from my youth. The album Alma Cantar, the track Kiss You When It's Dangerous. Moving right along, maybe it's time to get a little hip. Get with the now. You see, our good friend here at CITR, Mr. Ben Lai, is having a birthday, and he's not one to have it with just his friends. All of Vancouver's got to be invited. So, you want to know where it is? Why, it's at the Railway Club down on Dunsmuir and Granville on Tuesday, December the 14th, 2 mere weeks from now. Matter of fact, that's where he has CITR's annual Battle of the Bands shindig, which is coming up with its finals fairly soon. So, let's ease back into the realm of modern music. How about at this very fine Happy Birthday Ben Lai party, we'll feature several bands, several great bands, such as CITR's own Chris Horrific, Shindig finalist Wizards, and this duo, Fine Mist. I played the hell out of this album all year because I liked it a lot. And now, one last time this year, I'll play it again. This, from Public Domain, is Stop or Start on 101.9 FM, CITR. The show is Shameless.
Out of my bed, I Something's for me, for one thing for me. That one thing is the same. ground is cold and the woods are lonely. And patience pays off and aim is so key. But one thing England's been wrangling from me is keep what you catch and you'll go hungry. But rocks and rains are the things that stung me. It's feast or famine out in the country. You best made lie down, find out what is missing here, and ask yourself if things are getting crystal clear. Cause love is thinking, life's too loaded pistol case. So cock that hammer back and then just disappear. And your bedridden head's sitting in the sand, the match is lit and still singing in your hands. Your bedridden head's sitting in the sand, the match is lit and still singing in your hands. You sit back with a lit match fuming, lights out in a pitch black room. And sit back with a lit match burning, dead song with a whistle turning. Sit back with a lit match fuming, lights out in a pitch black room. And sit back with a lit match drowning, dead song with a whistle sounding. A slow learner but a fast starter. You soak around like you're the class martyr. But things go worse and we all laugh harder. And throw baby out with the bath water. You best laid by down, find out what is missing here. And ask yourself if things are getting crystal clear. Cause love is thinking, life's a loaded pistol here. So cock that hammer back in and just disappear. And you're bedridden, head sitting in the sand. The match is lit and still singeing in your hands. You're bedridden, head sitting in the sand. The match is lit and still singeing in your hands. You sit back with a lit match fuming, lights out in a pitch black room. And sit back with a lit match burning, dead song with a whistle turning. Sit back with a lit match fuming, lights out in a pitch black room. And sit back with a lit match drowning, dead song with a whistle sounding.
Loves where the future is being made today. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew here with news to set you a quiver.
Does green matter to your gray matter? Would you like to win $2,000?
Then BC Hydro wants your creative video, song, or essay ideas on being sustainable or saving electricity. Visit inventthefuture.ca by December 5th to submit your entry and vote for your favorites.
My best foot and I slowly put it out in front of me. Cause I heard that leaping and never did much good. With all the heavy metal girls that could lift the world the way it seems. And not just over in the next neighborhood. Where I heard that they never talked to a bookkeeper's son. Who talked and talked but never learned a thing about love. I took my best laid plans and I laid them all out in front of me. Knowing my best laid plans never did me much good. With all the heavy metal girls that could lift the world the way it seems. And not just over in the next neighborhood. Where I heard that they never talked to a bus driver's son. Who talked and talked but never learned a thing about love. Well, you know some days talking is not enough. To break the windows wide open and let us out into the big wide world. We'll break the screen door wide open and see if we can go a little on this earth. We'll break the ceilings wide open.
let the sun burn the skin of all the heavy metal girls. Ba 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 da da ba. 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 Ba 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 da da ba.
Combination that goes together almost as well as chocolate and peanut butter. Well, perhaps just as good as chocolate and peanut butter. That is Winnipeg's finest, Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans, coming together for the Falcon Lake Incident, named after a UFO sighting in Montreal back in 1967. A better title I could not think up. The track, Metal Girls, here at the tail end of Shameless on 101.9 FM. CITR. The tracks we have a few new tracks to end the show off with. Some new Russian futurists off the weights on the wheels. The track My Firearms. No, Register My Firearms. No way. Before that, some Hey Ocean with Fish, and we started it off with Fine Mist. Stop or start. Fine Mist, who play CITR's own Ben Lai's birthday, Tuesday, December 14th at the Railway Club. It's also CITR music producer's birthday, Luke Meat's birthday as well. Birthday. Buy him a beer too because it's his birthday. So it's been a great edition of Shameless, if I do say so myself. I bet Ben Lai is pretty jealous I got to interview Gino Vannelli. And I think it's a good way to, you know, smooth it out into Folk Oasis coming up in a few minutes. But first, I think I'm going to end the show off the same way it started. I'm going to do something I never usually ever do. Let's play a track one more time. From the top of the show, this was Edmonton's own F&M, Maybe Tomorrow. A very, very lovely cover of the Littlest Hobo theme. And, you know, it was the theme for the beginning of the show and the theme for the end of the show. So, hey, I think it works. I think it works just fine. This is Jonathan Brown on behalf of Natalie Olson.
Uh-oh,
that's
me.
That's her. Big thanks to Gino Vannelli, and stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis. But first,
there's a voice that keeps on calling. Make a new friend, 'cause if alone